Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign. I always open way more beers than I can drink during a recording session.
I open them on while we record.
Yeah, I know.
So, for that reason.
So I can...
Well, waste not, want not.
I suppose. Like, I guess I get to them over the course of an evening, but I feel like a jackass sitting here with two open beers.
That's why I got a big cup this time.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, shit, my stylus came apart.
Chris, everything's falling apart.
Oh, my God. My whole life is a sham.
Well, it's better you find out now.
Not like my memoirs, my life with Wham.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
How many times do I have to tell you, you were never in Wham?
Oh, no, I was with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
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 You know the song Careless Whisper?
Yeah. That's about a dog I owned.
He gave no dams. Careless Whisper gave no dams.
Nope.
No. Excellent sax player, though.
Right. Love the sax. Lots of spit valves in band.
Yeah, I know, right? Always kind of bugged me. Just a bunch of people making mouth music, pulling valves in order to drip their fluids.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of porn MD.
You know what? I haven't been back there yet. We talked about it. We did one episode that was just us reading live off of the stream.
Oh, yeah. It was our live show.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no. I think that, you know, because there's lots of jokes and lots of people, even on TV and things, to talk about how much ejaculate men have. And then there's also the myth of the squirter. But why isn't anybody questioning the amount of saliva these girls are producing?
Like, do you think that there's some kind of like...
There is just so much goopy saliva.
Huh.
Just like streaming down. From these women's.
Do you suspect some kind of like bladder and tube system?
Face holes.
Is it like whenever they did puke takes on SNL, they had the tube up their sleeve? Are they juicing the juice? Is my question for you.
I think that there's like an industry like lubricant called spit.
SPYT.
Yeah. Yeah. Helps you get meat off of the rotisserie too.
Yeah. For dual purposes, you know, it's like utter cream,
right?
You know, and it cures
or
the cracks.
Tiger balm.
Chris, do not.
I think I'm going to get this tiger off?
Chris, I urge you, Chris, I urge you not to masturbate with tiger balm.
Chris, those guys.
It's a terrible idea.
It cuts through the fur, you know.
Yeah. I guess I know.
How else do you think I'm gonna get this? Come on, give me that. Was good. Love me,
Chris. You don't give me approval, so why should I give you approval?
Love how good I do with this.
Yeah. I don't know if I can.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Oh well. Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 153 of the comedy podcast. Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yeah. Your name is.
I'm Chris.
My name's Cole. We're here to entertain your asses. What? You're so skeptical when you laugh.
No, I think I am.
Oh, okay. But I'm just like, what am I doing here? What's my function, Chris?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So closeted you're, racist.
So you're just gonna
moral
say
moral compass?
Yeah. Can I be both?
No, I said you are.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That means it's true.
Yep. How can I know? I can't know.
You wouldn't.
No. Why would I know?
Nah. Whoa.
Do you see like a cool bird?
No, I just saw the clown.
Oh, cool. Everything's going to be okay, Chris.
All right. Anyway, let's do this.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I want your most potent stuff right now.
Like the most I've got.
I want you to give me four stories and we'll talk about them all at once.
Okay. Let's see here.
New format.
What? We're shaking it up. Chris, I've got a suggested story from Andrew on the Facebook group, who says there was a 22-year-old woman in Colombia who was told that putting a potato up her private parts would serve as a contraception. Too bad she didn't know that this would take root and have to be removed by doctors.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Whew. My goodness.
Yeah, her name was Mackenzie.
That's great. I'll look out for her. Excuse me. Are you Mackenzie?
Are you Spuds Mackenzie?
Are you making vag vodka?
Vagka?
Because it actually does. It sounds like a Russian vodka. Vagka.
Vagka. Vodka is just Russian for water.
Right.
What? What am I perpetuating some kind of like nationalist myth?
No, I'm just glad you're picking on white people.
Yeah. So this story is an offshoot of in general in South and Central America, because the Catholics have such a strong stranglehold. Nobody knows anything about sex. So or like sex education. So,
but there are so many hot people there.
I know, right? They're just gorgeous,
and they're all numbed up and can go forever.
from wandering through the coca at carnival.
Oh yeah,
sorry, not carnival. my Midwestern bastard tongue, carnival.
Why are we dancing on these leaves? Oh, now I get it.
What year is it?
My whole eyeball turns black.
Yeah.
Oh, people and their potatoes.
Yep. You got to keep them somewhere.
Thanks, guy who said that thing that we just said.
Yeah. We took the credit for it, Andrew.
Thanks for hipping that on us.
How do you like that?
Neato.
Yeah. It's ours now. Yeah.
Nicole, how long has the death penalty been around?
As long as mankind.
Really?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, I can't confirm that because I don't know. But
cool.
What I can tell you is that India had / has one of the most brutal methods of criminal torture.
I don't know if I'm going to like this.
Execution by elephant.
Okay.
Yeah. Designed to demonstrate to the people that even the awe-inspiring power of nature was under the iron grip of the emperor. Execution by elephant, or Gunga Rao.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
He's the new Batman villain.
He's the next reincarnation of Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, Gunga Rao.
Huh.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me the mechanics of Gunga Rao?
Yeah. This ran all the way through the 1800s. They thought that this kind of like came about in Rome, but now the Indians are kind of taking credit for it. Essentially, you lay down on your back, and they told Peanut to run up there.
Told a Peanut?
No, they told Peanut. That's the elephant's name. It's Peanut. He's the most famous one.
Yeah, he's been around forever.
Yeah. So the elephant.
He's the well-known time elephant of India. They have time elephants there.
So here was the debate. Depending on what you did, the elephant could do any number of things. If you were like really, really lucky, they would tell the elephant to put his foot like on your torso.
Yeah.
And that he would just stomp. But if you were like not so lucky, they would tell you to put your arms out or spread your legs. and have the elephant maybe stomp on each of those first.
Huh.
Yeah. They would break your limbs successfully. Successively?
Yeah, successively, like one after the other. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what happened.
Huh. That's nuts. So I don't understand why the torso and not the head.
Because nobody wants to see that.
Well, you're going to see it anyway.
No, Cole, nobody wants to see that. No.
You know
these videos that of ISIS, like chopping people's heads off? ISIS,
yeah.
I did something that nobody should do.
Oh, God, what'd you do?
Cole, I watched the videos.
Yeah, you don't watch the videos, Chris.
You don't watch the videos.
No, you don't.
I mean, I didn't even watch the videos. The videos were there to watch. But I just saw like the stills from the videos.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, I mean
the entire site. It was some horribly just blow up that people that hated those brown people over there. I mean the website was basically just trying to get us to nuke that whole region.
Jesus,
we're on somebody in a basement in Kentucky.
We're on Free Republic.
I don't know. It was something of, I don't remember what it was, and I'm not going back to it.
Yeah, no, that's.
But no, just the stills, and it was awful.
Yeah.
It made me sick to my stomach.
I can tell you just vomited on the microphone.
Oh, no, I burped.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten today.
Right into the microphone. Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean to. I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to tell you how the horrible atrocities of the world.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I remember.
I guess what I'm saying is cut these Indian people some slack for killing people with elephants. There's worse things that you can do.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Get a 7-year-old boy from a village and hand him a knife and tell him to, decapitate somebody.
Yeah, I remember being in high school, actually, freshman year. It was the year after 9/11 happened. And this social studies teacher probably ought to have been fired because it was right after the video of what's his name, the journalist Berg, I forget his first name, but Berg came out, his beheading. He was like, hey, if anybody wants to watch this, I have it. And so I was shown during school hours on school grounds, somebody getting their head chopped off. And that pretty much did it for me. And then one time a little bit later, I watched a Chechen, I think some Russians killing a Chechen by sawing his throat with a knife by accident. I don't click those videos anymore. I try and stay away from it because.
Yeah, I sought this out. It was bad.
Yeah, no, it is unsettling. To say the least, and I don't
at
need,
least with the elephant
I don't need
you get
that
a
in
show.
My life. I know it's like he's wandering around. He doesn't know what he's doing.
No! Oh my God!
He's got some palanquin. Got a palanquin on the back. A couple kids running around. It's a good time.
Right?
Yeah. You know, just he balances on a gigantic orb.
Just a really fat guy.
Yeah, that's. That's depressing. Why do we have to kill people? Chris, more and more of our lives are being, streamed out, fed to people online, right?
Sure, streamed, exactly.
Yeah. Life streaming, they call it, right? You know, we tweet whenever somebody gets their name wrong on a receipt. We send pictures of these receipts over Instagram. We live tweet when we are going through a police standoff, when police are laying siege to our homes, and we're just saying, per usual, they have an army and I'm just me. Just don't let them shoot me. Oh God, don't let them shoot me. Such as, MMA fighter Jason Mayhem Miller.
They're all called Mayhem.
It's the default name they give you, and you have to go in and ask him to change it.
Jim, the wife beater parolee.
Parolee.
Ironically, is his last name.
Yeah. Bobby Two Strikes Malone.
Right.
Yeah. So this guy, I couldn't even tell what he did.
Bobby Two Strikes Cokeed.
Cokeed?
Sorry, Cokehead.
Oh.
Oh, man. Yeah, so this guy, I couldn't figure out what he was actually being arrested for. Or
mayhem?
You know, yeah, mayhem.
Perhaps?
Mayhaps. Yeah, I think that maybe the police just decided he couldn't be up to anything good.
He's live tweeting.
Yeah.
How much weed you got?
How much weed you got, all you MMA fighters? I think that's a fair profile. I think it's fairer to profile MMA fighters than frolfers. Yeah. This guy, he was the host of MTV's Bully Beatdown from 2009 to 2012. Mm-hmm. He was featured in Morgan Spurlock's A Day in the Life.
Of a what?
Of a horrible monster who beats people.
Of a what you do.
Yeah. 2013, he was on American Ninja Warrior. Yeah.
I exclusively tattoo porn stars.
I exclusively. It's a very niche market.
Right.
But, you know, the Chris, it's not like it used to be. The amateur market has completely upended that niche.
Oh, I love amateur stuff. Mm. Independent films.
Oh, man. New technology, Chris. Electronic erotica.
I want low budget. I want impromptu. I don't even want her to know what's happening. I want her to be auditioning for a calendar.
Chris, is she seeing the clown?
Mm-hmm.
Does she see the clown?
She sees the clown.
I just need to ask you, does she see the clown?
Is that a thing, the clown thing? Do they do that? Can we invent that?
Can we invent the clown?
No, the clown.
Clown? Chris, you're not making any sense at all.
Clown porn, man.
Clowno?
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, that was like done in like 1992. Like somebody is still downloading a JPEG of.
Well, if it's not seasonal, I don't know it. I mean, Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, they all show up in my feed.
In your feed, do you just have a running search for novelty porn?
No, it's just like what's hot, you know, like what's now, what's cracking. Yeah. Like I don't want to be caught off guard when somebody wants to talk about it.
Yeah, what's on the streets? You know, you got to stay current.
Yeah.
Yeah. On fish hooking and such.
What is...
I don't know. It just sounds like something horrible somebody would do in one of those videos.
Those curved dicks.
you were wondering where they were keeping all the guys with the curved dicks?
No, I was wondering what they were doing with them.
Yeah.
Thing looks like a puzzle they sell at Cracker Barrel.
Oh, man. Tacoma Moose?
I don't know.
Yeah. Chris, I think I just conflated the saying from Cracker Barrel, which is ignoramus.
Yeah, and Steak and Shake. I got it.
Okay. I didn't realize what I did, but I did it anyway.
I think I could convince somebody at one point that it was a franchise that was owned by Native Americans.
Oh, yeah. Great Chief Tacoma Sack?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
So this guy, he put out one tweet saying, come on, come all, join OCSD, at OCSD, rather, at the police block party. See military might in suburbia. And he posted his address so that people would show up.
That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's
true, though.
You ever known somebody who did MMA fighting?
Yeah. I did.
Yeah, amateur.
He was the father of my child.
Yeah.
No, all amateur stuff. I only do amateur.
Oh yeah. No, Chris, you have to know what's happening on the street.
Amateur everything.
Yeah.
Amateur fighting.
Amateur podcasting.
Yep.
Yeah.
All of
it. Yeah. It's more authentic.
Makes me feel better about myself, my station.
Yeah. You know what
my place.
You know what bugs me?
Brown people?
God damn it, Chris. No, do you know what bugs me really? When I'm looking at a news site and I see like a little blurb, like a headline, and instead of saying such and such locality woman does thing, it is such and such mom does thing. I don't.
Well, yeah, that says something about people.
I mean, like, you never see father. Maybe this is like confirmation bias or whatever.
Unless he kills his family.
Father of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hammered father hammers kids.
Chris, I think that we both just said
while
the saddest.
Sleeping?
one weird trick.
People don't know. People use question marks weird.
Yeah, they do. One weird trick to not spend so much money on Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Jesus.
Chris, I think that between the things we just said, we just got about as depressing as we've ever been.
Hammered father, hammered kids.
Father of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow.
Yeah. Chris, you have a story?
Oh, okay. A Texas man suspected of stealing a casket has been arrested.
Okay.
Why did he steal the casket, Cole?
Dark rituals?
No, to play a prank on his sister, trying to fool her into believing that he had dug up their dead father.
Hey, Linda, come over here. I got something to show you. Hey, Linda, Dad wants to say hi.
Hey.
Hey, Linda.
Remember this guy? He didn't kill us when we were kids.
Not so smart.
He stole the casket out of a hearse parked at a funeral home parking lot.
Not so smart now, are you?
The sister was trying to figure out why her brother brought home a casket, called the cops. He was arrested for public intoxication.
Well, that answers the question, why?
Should be noted that the suspect did not disturb the grave of his father.
Oh, good.
So it was just a prank. Everybody relax.
Was there a body in the casket?
No.
Oh, okay.
Although there could have been.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, if he took it out of a hearse. I guess
they don't do that, right? They wouldn't leave a body in the casket in the hearse overnight, right?
I don't know if it was cold enough outside.
I know what I'm doing tonight.
Going over to the hearse parking lot? Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, I mean, just a bunch of them.
I'm
in
sure
a row.
In like big cities, there probably are.
Yeah, so I about said a thing like it would make no sense for them to put an empty coffin in a hearse. But how do they transport coffins
in a hearse?
Yeah, I know, right?
No, I mean, I know how they transport vaults because in the town in which I live, there is a vault factory.
Huh? The cement the cement worm shield.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cement make you feel better.
Yeah, the cement, none of this matters.
Right.
The cement, you probably should have just thrown it in the trash. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Huh.
They put those on trailers.
Oh, like tractor trailer kind of things?
No, just a little trailer. And then it like the trailer tilts back and then the vault just kind of falls into the hole.
Oh, and then they you know drop the body in there.
Yeah, the victim. Yep.
Yeah. Chris, have you ever seen like one of those? This isn't leading into a new story. I'm just curious. Do you think that a horse trailer has ever like flipped over on a highway at speed?
Yeah.
Like that has to have happened, right?
Yeah.
Like just plowed into a semi truck. And it's just a bunch of horse bits everywhere, right?
Well, how am I just thinking about like a horse putting on the brakes and his like legs like going down like an eraser?
Like a
like rubbing down like an eraser. You know what I mean?
Oh like, yeah, like a Scooby Doo stop, like river.
Yeah, but then the horse gets shorter,
like a glue stick,
basically.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I was driving home today.
It makes sense now.
It does. It does. I'm picturing it very vividly in my head. I was driving home today, and you know, not to give people means to triangulate, except I have to pass by Red Stadium in order to get onto I-71. Okay. And you know, to do that, you have to go through a tunnel, and the tunnel was just completely backed up. I was like waiting there for about 15 minutes, and this would just be a traffic story, except it was an accident, but nobody else was involved. It was just a white truck that plowed into the side of a tunnel. The truck was sticking out at a 90 degree. It was sticking out perpendicular to the wall of the tunnel.
How does that happen?
I don't know. Like then there are police and fire there. Like it didn't look like there was obviously another car, you know, that was wrecked that they cleared away. It was just a dude who somehow ended up perpendicular.
In the tunnel that you live by?
No, not that I live by, that I have to go through to get to the place where I live.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, the highway
tunnel. I've been through there.
You've been through there. It's a weird tunnel.
I saw that tunnel.
Yeah, you saw that accident. It was you. You're trying to create material for the show. Yeah.
Wish you worked harder at it.
I know, right? So I'll just tell you a story anyway. Man, as if I didn't already feel bad enough about my choices in life.
We're already half an hour late. What's the difference?
Okay, yeah, all right. So there's this family in Brentwood, Tennessee. All right, I'm gonna say their names because it is important for the context of the story. Her name is Kim Sarubi, and the husband's name is Carl Abramson. All right.
Okay.
They have three kids. Their first two kids, they gave a new last name. It's not any one of theirs. It's not a hyphenation. It is the name Saber. S-A-B-R.
Okay.
Okay? Because it contains letters from their own two names, and they, you know, just that is their way of, you know, establishing a family identity, right?
Okay.
Even though they already have two kids that have this last name, their county is denying them the right to name their third kid, to give their third kid this last name.
Saber,
S-A-B-R.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe you so far.
Yeah. What's up with that? So it's
why do people do that? Why are they telling them they can't?
I'm thinking more the why, like, why aren't they telling them they can't? Because with very few exceptions, shouldn't you just be able to name, like, as long as it gets in the documentation, they, like, you should be able to name your kid whatever you want. Like, if you want to name your kid, you know, fucking Gordito, then go ahead. That's my,
I guess. What would you name your kid?
I don't know. Never gave it a thought.
If you and your partner adopted a kid.
Yeah. I don't know. But that just seems kind of weird, right?
You really haven't thought about it?
Yeah, really.
Huh.
I don't care.
Oh, you don't care?
Yeah, name him number one. Number one or number two.
There you go.
That way they could be pee and poop. I want to make life easier for the bullies.
Number one was born in the shower.
like so many number ones before him.
Right. Now, Cole, I know that at least if there's anything that you've taught me through all the years that I have resented you for being born, is a really, really healthy hatred for people with peanut allergy.
Why?
Why did you teach me? I don't know. Your disdain for those poor children is it's remarkable, actually.
So some have said that you could hook up a generator to my hatred of kids who are allergic to peanuts, and you could power the Vegas Strip for a week before my husk withered and blew away as dust in the wind.
the withering of the Earth's population because of it. But here it turns out that this is a white thing. The peanut allergy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Like autism and sweaters. It's a white thing.
Autism, sweaters, and celiac.
Right.
Yeah.
Gluten-free popsicles.
Yeah.
All that.
Gluten-free popsicle sticks.
We're doing it to the kids.
Yeah.
It's like the crack epidemic of the 80s, only we're making kids allergic to peanuts. And the reason we're doing it, the way we're doing it, is by, in the West here, we roast peanuts. And it turns out that when we roast peanuts, it does something chemically it changes the nuts.
Yeah, it alters the nuts.
And
on a fundamental level.
On a elemental level.
Ah.
And it's that makes the kids, they're not reacting to the peanuts. They're reacting to what happens after the process of it. The roasting process.
I don't know that I've ever had a raw peanut.
Well, they can fry them. You can boil them. And that's what they do in the rest of the world.
In the South, yeah.
Yeah, but that's brown folks too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only people I've ever seen selling them on this side of the bayou.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It always seemed weird because they don't have to, like, even just a regular, you know, if you buy just a canister of Planters peanuts, those are going to be roasted. It doesn't matter how oily they are, because I am partial to dry roasted peanuts.
Right.
So you're saying any what? Because I'm what?
Nothing.
No. Tell me.
Because that's not normal.
Liking dry roasted peanuts isn't normal.
No, not at all normal.
Well, I don't like honey roasted peanuts. Virginia peanuts are too, or cocktail peanuts are too greasy.
They are. That's gross. Yeah. They have skins.
Yeah, I don't mind the skins so much. It's the grease. It's the oiliness.
It's like I'm eating bug wings.
Chris, there will come a day very soon when we're going to have to eat bugs to live. All right.
I hope
Chris,
so.
We're going to be sidling up to some bug burgers real quick.
Chris, that's why I leave open Mountain Dew out for fruit flies.
Yeah, the protein source of the future.
Yeah, that's right. It's what fuels the trailer park.
Mountain Dew and fruit flies?
Yeah, you pour it into the generator.
Trailer fuel.
Trailer fuel.
Yeah, it's gamer fuel? No, trailer fuel.
Sissy, put the wheels on. We going.
we're gonna jump this town.
Paul, you sold the wheels. Oh, shit.
We have to steal them back. Chris.
You're going to have to mate with the Twiners.
Organizing some kind of genetic trade. Oh, damn it. I open up a tab so I can talk on this goddamn show, and this website just starts auto-loading a video.
Yep, they do it now.
Fucking,
it's mostly American Express.
Just write a goddamn article for once in your life.
Oh my god, it's horrible.
You have to.
I mean, you're not even talking about an advert.
Oh yeah, no, it's pre-rolls are the worst. Pre-rolls are
killing these everything. Cartoons that's trying to sell me stock trading. It's awful.
I know, right?
Who the fuck? Who makes their living doing that?
Yeah,
shit?
No, those people should be lined up and shot.
God, feed them some roasted peanuts.
Yeah, I know. Force feed them. Yeah, no. So I'm loading this up because I want to talk about the fact that Malaysia Air has been in the news. I don't know if you know this. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, they keep trying to play skip the plane across the river.
Like some kind of demented techno god?
Yeah, trying to save fuel.
Jeez. People died. Oh, I thought you were doing like Jason.
No, I'm just practicing sword in the mirror.
I don't understand.
That's how I practice, you know?
You practice sword.
Slow motion Chris, with
Chris,
my sword.
Go practice sword. I'm fond of Dale Gribble's theory about peanut allergies. They're catching wise and developing antigens against us. To try
the kids?
Yeah, against the kids, you know, for self-preservation.
Ah, that's autastic.
Yeah. But no, Malaysia Air, they got in some hot water a couple of weeks ago because, you know, airlines, they run contests. I keep getting these emails from Frontier Airlines for like, oh, fly this route and we will give you like $50. It's like $14 airfare, but it's like one way to Colorado and that's it. So right. I think they're trying to load as many people into the Denver National Airport, you know, to feed the Illuminati lizard men.
Right.
Yeah. But but airlines, they run these.
The Sbarro there is like supplementing the airfare.
Yeah, it is. It's a Sbarro from which you cannot escape. Yeah.
If I pay $14 for an airline ticket, I'm going to make sure that's the only thing on my fuck it list.
It's funny that you said fuck it list, because Malaysia Airlines in their promotional endeavors here saw fit to name it the bucket list travel destination competition.
And that's how you put a ball on a tee, Cole.
Okay. Oh wow, I didn't realize. See, you really shouldn't have acknowledged it, because otherwise people would think that we are some kind of perfectly oiled machine and that was just a coincidence. And that's because we are so in sync with the stories that we look at and the stories we decide to bring to bear.
Right.
Yeah. So just the idea is, enter the destination you would like to fly to via Malaysian Air and you'll get free airfare and an iPad. And considering that most of the stories about people dying on planes have been related to Malaysian Airs.
Is that a new iPad or is it one that they skim out of the ocean?
It just washed up on Sri Lanka?
Right. Yeah. That's where they get those.
Is it too soon?
For what?
To joke about that.
I mean, it was
obviously too soon for Malaysia Air to name their shit that shit, but.
Well, and I think that there's a language barrier.
Maybe. Yeah. So some goober in marketing was like, hey, let's see if we can get this by them.
Yeah. Let's put this on the main page.
Yeah.
See how long it is before we get a phone call.
It's a strange culture over there. They have like 5 official languages. Yeah.
That's why there's so much writing on the tags on my clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, so they renamed it the Free Airfare and iPad Contest. It was like...
Which is worse.
What?
That's worse.
Oh, yeah, just naming it what it is.
The totally not bucket list promotion.
Yeah, the guaranteed to live promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, we're going to come back to Ohio from Malaysia.
Okay.
Yeah. This lawsuit filed by a white woman in Ohio.
Does it matter that she's white?
Yeah, for this story, it does. Says that while she and her white partner loved their beautiful, obvious black baby girl.
Okay.
They definitely didn't order sperm from a black man.
Okay.
And the mix up is making life tough in a racially intolerant all-white town called Ohio.
Yeah. The city of Ohio.
Yeah.
Huh.
The Midwest Sperm Bank sent this mommy and her partner sperm from donor number 330 when they had chosen 380.
Oh, you know what? That's just a little transcription error.
They didn't discover the mistake until she pooped out a brown kid.
No, oh, did you have to use that verb?
They did in the article. I don't know. Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really reputable paper for this.
Yeah.
No, it was the Chicago Tribune. Sorry.
Even still.
Yeah. So these people are pissed.
Well, that's crazy, because on one hand you want to treat it like a consumer issue, right? Like it's, you know, it's like you are ordering out of the catalog and they send you the wrong thing. Except right.
And that's what they're saying. Hey, we love our kid. That's great. It's just all these people are looking down on us, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
They're suing for wrongful birth and breach of warranty, which is a consumer issue. Right.
What's wrong? I've heard of wrongful death, but not wrongful birth.
This isn't what we signed up for.
We didn't sign up for this. This sounds like the craziest Lifetime movie, Chris.
Right.
One racially intolertant couple. Infertile. Oh, no. Our life is over. Blessed with a mix-up at the sperm bank. Hey, it looks like it's a black baby. A town's intolerance. But maybe the seed of love. Boom, 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 boom. Baby lives. And now I feel good. You know, they're learning a thing or two about tolerance. And then they just move out of where they're living because it's obviously a shithole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I think Liam Neeson plays 330 and Samuel Jackson plays 380.
And they have to compete.
Yeah. Well, they have to fight to the death in Womb Dome.
What are the weapons of choice in Womb Dome?
I don't know. It's basically whoever can, you know, stick to the wall.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
We're not going to top that one, Chris.
All right.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Chris, should I tell them what they should do?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tell a friend. If you like what we do, be sure to warn them about the things that happen here inside these walls. But, you know, spread the word if you feel like somebody would like this. And then, you know, what?
Nothing. You don't sound like people. You don't sound like anyone would.
Well, Chris, we tend to get off the beaten path. We tend to get off the beaten path. But yeah, also ratings and reviews on iTunes, and then participate on the Facebook page. I think that's about it. Oh, also the Patreon thing, but you heard that at the beginning. So
yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Sorry, America.
Sorry.